disgraced former Vancouver Whitecaps women's soccer coach Bob Berarda is asking a judge that he not be required to register in Canada's sex offender registry following his sentencing last month for sexual offences against teenage girls. Berarda, 55, was sentenced in November to 2 years in custody, including 16 months in jail and 8 months of a conditional sentence, for sexual offences involving teenage soccer players he coached over a 20-year period between 1988 and 2008. During those two decades, Berarda was a prominent figure in the soccer community, running a soccer academy in the Lower Mainland and coaching at both provincial and national levels. Normally, offenders sentenced for sexual crimes are required to register in Canada's sex offender registry. This week, however, Berarda's lawyers argued in North Vancouver Provincial Court for a constitutional exemption from that requirement. The lawyers made the application on the basis of a recent Supreme Court of Canada decision that struck down mandatory registration of all sexual offenders, that has been in place since 2011. In its decision, the High Court noted the original purpose of the registry was to help police prevent and investigate sex crimes. But the registration of all sexual offenders, including those with a low risk to re-offend, was too broad, the court ruled, and infringed on offenders' rights by subjecting them to continuing and onerous reporting requirements, and random compliance checks, in cases where that may not be necessary. The Supreme Court has temporarily suspended striking down of the mandatory registration requirement, which why Berarda is requesting a special exemption, defense lawyer Nicole Gilovich noted. In court Wednesday, Gilovich argued that Berarda has been deemed a low risk to re-offend by psychological assessments, has taken steps towards rehabilitation and made significant efforts to understand the actions that led to his convictions. She added there is no evidence that Berarda is a pedophile and that at least 14 years have passed since his most recent offense. Gilovich said unless Berarda is granted an exemption, he stands to be on the sex offender registry for 20 years, which would involve random police checks at least once a year, potentially including a place of employment. Being on the sex offender registry requires those on it to hand over personal information about their work, school, address, vehicle, and passport and any movements away from their home address of more than 7 days. Given Berarda's low risk to re-offend, the infringement on his liberty would be grossly disproportionate to any risk, the lawyer argued. She added it is doubtful having Berarda included on the registry would ever prove useful to police. Crown Counsel Linda Austry argued against granting the exemption, saying being subject to the normal inconvenience of the registry wasn't enough to consider granting an exemption. These are serious offences, said Austry, including grooming behaviour over a 20-year period and 4 victims. Austry added Berarda is a repeat offender who doesn't have any mental health issues that would make registration especially difficult. Judge Diane Gaffar is expected to make her decision in the case sometime in the new year. A court date for that has not yet been set. Jay Said at nsnews.com, twitter.com/Janizid.